Back in April, this TV ad with actress Susan Sarandon aired during the Oscars.
For far too long, hospitals across this nation have profited from concealing prices from patients.
The goal was to get the word out about a huge change in federal regulations for hospitals. As of this year, they have to publish all their prices online.
It's our right to know hospital prices. Power to the patients.
Now, in some ways, that sounds better than it really is. Lots of hospitals are just plain breaking the rule. They aren't publishing their prices. But other hospitals are, and that's helpful if you got a bill recently. Whether it's a big one or not, experts recommend taking a good look, because billing errors are common.
And often the error is that you've been charged for something that didn't even happen.
Marshall Allen has investigated the healthcare industry for 15 years.
Or you went in for something really simple, but they charged you for something more complicated.
He wrote a book that lays out the steps to take called Never Pay the First Bill.
Never pay the first bill until you have analyzed it to make sure that it's accurate and to make sure that it's fairly priced. And then you pay the bill.
Always demand an itemized version, then Google each billing code to find out what it means. If the bill doesn't match the care you got, tell the hospital to fix it. Not sure what care you got? Ask for your medical records. It's your right. Now, sometimes the codes are in fact correct, but
the bill is just flat out overpriced.
Like, yes, you did get a pregnancy test, but can they really charge $1,200 for it? That's a true story Allen wrote about. He's among an increasingly vocal group of investigators, law professors, and billing experts who say the answer is no. So, look into the prices shown on your bill. There are a few ways to do this. One approach, you can find out what the typical prices are in your area. Try a website like Fair Health. I gave it a shot. It just took a few minutes.
Fair Health Consumer. Let's check the typical price of a pregnancy test in, say, Wichita. Now, I don't know the billing code for a pregnancy test. I can still find it without the billing code. We'll look under common laboratory tests for pregnancy. Let's see. The typical price is $31 without insurance, $11 with insurance.
Another approach, check your hospital's price list. Go to its website. Look for a massive spreadsheet with all the billing codes. If your hospital is truly complying with the federal rule, then you've got a treasure trove. You should see prices for each health insurer it does business with, plus the hospital's cash discounts. And you may in fact find your hospital doesn't usually charge $1,200 for a pregnancy test. So, Allen says, push back.
Why would one patient rightfully have to pay more than another patient for the exact same services?
He compares it to going to McDonald's with a friend for a couple of Big Macs. Imagine they charge you $3 and your friend $10.
We would be like, why are you charging one person three times more than the other for the same Big Mac?
His advice? Haggle for a better deal. Like that $1,200 pregnancy test, a patient advocate got the price cut to $90. But what if a hospital just won't budge on an outrageous bill? It happens. Allen says that's when you can consider taking the case to a judge. It's not as intimidating as it sounds.
It's really inexpensive to file a case in small claims court. You don't have to have an attorney.
And then hospitals have an incentive to negotiate, he says, and often they settle, which just illustrates the point Allen makes in the title of his book, Never Pay the First Bill. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.